So a little more than 24 hours after yesterday's roasting, sample roasting, three Guatemalan coffees from Third Wave Coffee Source were on the table yesterday to be roasted, and it all went very well. And today, of course, the proof's in the pudding. It's time to cup, and I love cupping. It's just the most subtle way of distinguishing all the flavors, the mouthfeel, the smell, the notes that are inherent in a coffee. It's a very gentle way of brewing. In fact, you're just steeping 12 grams of coarsely ground coffee in a cupping bowl, 200 milliliters, not too hot the water either, but between 94 and 96 degrees is what I do. This was 94. And so the interesting thing also is before you actually add the water to your bowls with the ground coffee, you just smell the grinds, and they're so fresh that actually all of them smelled quite spicy. And I think this is a natural occurrence of really freshly roasted coffee and freshly ground coffee. So a lot of aroma, a lot of gases still in there that can, if you've got a sensitive nose, kind of somehow almost attack the membrane of the inside of your nose. But it's still, I mean, a beautiful, beautiful sensation. And yes, distinguishing already the smells was interesting. I didn't do it blindly because I'd like to just be a bit more accurate. And they all had a really intense smell. And I couldn't distinguish them as well as maybe other great cuppers can just in the ground state, and I think that's also because they were extremely freshly roasted. Anyway, it was great. So then you add some water and then let them steep for 4 minutes, and this lovely crust kind of builds on the top, and all the aromas are kept inside underneath those grounds and that crust that builds on the top of your cupping bowls. But you can still the wet state and get all the smells, and that was kind of really interesting as well. I love that bit as well. Every now and again you just gotta neutralize your nose and your smell, and the best way of doing that is just to smell, I don't know, a piece of cloth or something, and I usually do the inside of my arm, inside of my elbow, and that kind of neutralizes it. So that was great. And then, of course, after the 4 minutes are over, you're breaking the crust, and again, you're smelling as you're breaking the crust with a spoon that's got kind of a deep bowl to it, and just from the front of the bowl, you push backwards and under a little bit in a very gentle way. So you stir them a little bit, the grounds kind of fall to the bottom of the cup. And again, you inhale, and then you turn the spoon a little bit and just smell if there's any defect or anything happening, which I knew there weren't going to be, and there weren't, because these green beans from Third Wave Coffee Source are extremely well sourced by Nadine Rasch, who spends most of the farming time, well, the harvesting time in her home country of Guatemala on various farms, and just keeps a beady eye and brings the best Guatemalan coffees back to the UK. I think you can also get them throughout Europe now, and of course the USA. But we are here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in London. And so after that's happened, it's time to just skim the top of your cupping bowls. There's always some foam and stuff, and maybe some grounds that didn't happen to sink all the way to the bottom that are still up there. So that's kind of a fun exercise. You just kind of scoop with your two hands and two cupping spoons and get rid of all the scum that sits on top. And then let them cool down a little bit, and then it's time to slurp. And I'm going to slurp now with you. It's going to be a bit noisy, but I'm going to go for the first one, the Bella Vista Bourbon Catura Catuai bean. It's Guatemalan Antiguan. Bella Vista is the farm. And I'm going to go into this. Lovely. It's cooled down a little bit, which is nice. There's a lovely fruity acidity coming. It's quite sweet. There's a mild acidity coming through. It's not really in your face. Let's get to the next one. The next one is Guatemala San Martin La Pendiente Red Catuai is the Arabica varietal in there. So just one bean only. I think that's a micro lot. I'm pretty sure it is. Or maybe not. I don't know. I think it is. There's more juiciness, sweet, fruity juiciness coming through here. quite light as a mouthfeel, but lovely too. My God, I think I'll be struggling. And now to the third one, the Guatemala Antigua Santa Cruz. This is again three varietals in the Bourbon, Catoy, and Típica. And interesting, because Típica and Bourbon are kind of the main strings of varietals on the Arabica. So they're both in there, and the Catoy as well. Totally different mouthfeel. That's heavier. It's got a good heaviness. I kind of like this. I think this would probably be quite good as an espresso. It's just my take on it. I don't know. It's very well rounded. I'll take another one of this. It's lovely. It's cooled down now nicely, so everything really has the chance to come through. I love the mouthfeel on that one. And it gives you a nice lingering aftertaste. It's heavier on the mouth, on the palate. Very interesting. Back to La Pendiente. That red Catoy. It's lovely. It's got a juiciness. It's sweet. Bit more acidity probably than the Bella Vista. Let's go back to the Bella Vista. That's the first one on the cupping table here. The Bourbon, Catura, and Catoy varietals in there. Mouthfeel, I think those two are pretty much the same. The red Catoy and the La Bella Vista Bourbon Catura Catoy. I think they've got the same kind of mouthfeel. Not too light. It's nice, really very comfortable on your palate. Lovely juiciness, both of them. Maybe the red Catoy stronger in its acidity. Both very sweet, very clean, beautiful. Last one, again, Santa Cruz. Bourbon Catoy Típica from Santa Cruz, Guatemala, Antigua. Yeah, I mean, this is the heavier mouthfeel. Boy, what would I choose? I don't know. All of them? Can I choose all of them? I've no idea. Can I choose all of them? There are still some to be had in the warehouse here in England. From what it says on the sample, and they're all in Iti in UK in the warehouse, and what it says here on the Bella Vista, 11 bags remaining, on the La Pendiente, the red Catoy, 9 bags, and it doesn't say how many bags she's got left of the Santa Cruz. But I don't know, just for something new, because I don't think I've ever had just the red Catoy by itself. I'm almost tending to see that's maybe the most interesting, because the acidity is a bit more there. It's got a beautiful balanced, balanced kind of acidity. The mouthfeel is lovely. It's got this juiciness, which I like. The Bella Vista, also beautiful, very rounded, beautiful, lovely, lingering, kind of comfortable aftertaste. And of course, the Santa Cruz has got this heavier mouthfeel. The Bourbon Catoy Típica. It's got kind of this, I don't know, I would say a bit more chocolatey or vanilla-y, I don't know. But the mouthfeel itself is really nice and heavy. Now, of course, these can remain as single origins. They can be lovely filter coffees. Some of them you can add into some blends and do a lovely espresso blend. I think my study of this will go on. Of course, I'm going to let them degas a little more. Then in the next few days, I'm going to do some filters with them and some espresso with them. You don't know what kind of you can see it when you're actually doing the different brewing methods, what actually works best. But this was a beautiful exercise for one. I'm definitely going to tell Fürth Café in Vienna, because he wants to get some third wave coffee sauce coffee next time he's placing an order. So I will check back with him and let him know my findings as well. So this was a great exercise. And again, I just love roasting, love cupping, love sample roasting. Thanks again to Nadine Rasch. Great coffees as ever. And I can't wait to do my next tests with them. I'm not going to stick my neck out. I'm not going to choose one of them. They're all lovely.